Administrator reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I'm at the National Biodiesel Board Convention in Las Vegas. And I have the privilege of talking to Mike Morgan with Utah State University. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, Mike, you know, congratulations. I know you're in the next generation scientist program that focuses on, basically, you're doing a lot of research on biodiesel. And you mentioned to me you're an undergrad, so we got a long way to watch what you got going on here. But you're participating in this lab that's doing a lot of work with biodiesel. So, my first question for you, Mike, is how did you, you graduated high school. When did you get interested in biodiesel?
Biodiesel actually was as I got into school. I was looking for a job, and I found an opportunity. My dad actually had worked for the group before, and I've always been a part of engines, racing. That's where my background is. And as I got to be a part of it and just doing the basic work, helping out in the lab, I found out that I love making the fuel. And so it made me want to learn those things because that wasn't my background. And so my portion has been to be able to assist the grad students in being able to do their research and be able to learn at the same time, and then also to kind of push towards being able to actually utilize those fuels. So not just find the chemical properties, but to find out what it does when we actually run it in an engine.
Okay, so Mike, what is it doing when you're running in an engine? When you're doing these tests, are you focusing more on a commercial vehicle, or you mentioned your background's in racing, or are you testing these in these really high-performance vehicles?
So far, everything that we've used has actually been basically generator engines, really simple and basic, because they're what we have available currently to us. And right now we're on the 1 to 5 liter scale of being able to create the diesel, the biodiesel. And so we've chosen engines that are very small, very low fuel consumption. But our goal is to be able to work towards those things and be able to put them in a performance engine. And so last year, we'd actually built the car that I'm presenting on so that we could actually test it in a car rather than just using a dynamometer and testing for emissions and performance, which was important to show that the fuel was viable, but then it was important to show that the fuel works.
So, Mike, what happened? I mean, is it working? I mean, what have you found? Is it, exceeding your expectations?
Extremely. When we ran it out of the salt flats, the car ran exactly identical to being able to run the pass before on petroleum diesel. Actually set the land speed record, and then we backed it up with our yeast biodiesel B100, poured it into the tank, no changes to the car, and ran exactly the same through the salt flats, which is a tremendous win, especially for us, to show that not only could we make it, but it did exactly what we hoped for. It fired up. The thing that people loved was it smelled like baking bread. They actually commented about that when we were at the salt flats, that the car smelled like baking bread.
I usually hear French fries and not baking bread.
Yeah, luckily we're using yeast, so.
Yeah, true. So, Mike, you're talking about the salt flats. Now, what are the conditions when you were testing the fuel? Have you tested it in multiple types of conditions, like extremely hot weather or cold weather? Or, what kind of conditions were you testing the fuel in?
So far, it's been really moderate conditions. When we ran out there in September, it's 70 to 80 degrees, balmy day, kind of nice. The rainstorms come in and out really fast there, torrential downpours, but then it cleans up really nice. But so far it's been really moderate conditions. One thing that we've seen with our yeast diesel is it fires up great. So we haven't run all of the ASTM tests, so we don't know exactly where, the cloud pointer, the GL pointer, those things are, but we're getting towards that. That's what we're trying to do, is to finish that testing so we can know if it's going to be viable when it's cold.
So, Mike, how much longer what year are you in school?
I'm actually a senior right now. I have about another year left.
So what's your plan moving forward? Are you thinking you want to stay and do your advanced degree at Utah State and keep working on this research, or are you thinking maybe you're looking at another university?
So far, I would love to stay here because right now we're on the cutting edge. We're at the forefront, and working in Dr. Seefeld's lab, there's a lot of prestige that goes with that because people are seeing what we're doing, and I want to be a part of that because we've got an amazing team. We've got the College of Engineering, we've got the College of Science, and the College of Agriculture, all focusing on different portions of making one really good product from different sources. And so I want to stay there to be a part of something that's turning out amazing.
So, Mike, for the students, you mentioned that you sort of fell into it once you got into school and you found your passion. So for students who maybe aren't sure if it's for them, what's your advice for them?
Get in a lab and volunteer for whatever it is. I had started out more towards the engineering side and found out that there was something else that I wanted to do that was still part of that, but it was because I was volunteering. So I didn't need to be paid. I didn't need any of that. It was just exciting to be a part of it and actually opened up an opportunity because I had gained a skill set that they needed once a job came open.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you have a unique skill set because having your background in racing and understanding engines and helping to build the car was probably something that team really needed.
I don't know if they needed me, but it worked out because it's been a great opportunity for me to be able to utilize my background and then utilize the background of our tremendously diverse group.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you guys have a great team from what I can tell. And, you know, I congratulate you on being here today. And, you know, here at Domestic Fuel and MBB, we're going to keep our eyes out and see how things are going.
Well, thank you. And definitely check us out on Facebook and Twitter and follow our blog.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.